Cheers to 8 years. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. How about that? I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, and apparently it's our 8th anniversary birthday episode.
Yeah.
Woo!
We planned well for this.
Oh man, we have so many cool things planned. You are gonna you're gonna learn so much beer stuff. And just
we have special guests such as
Louis.
And also appearing,
and
don't forget, also is going to show up.
Oh man, I hope we can work it out. Oh, and a very special guest right towards the end, so you want to hang out for that.
Yeah,
is this the episode where we actually call Paul during the show?
We tried that once, and Paul was understandably asleep at midnight on a Wednesday. At 6 a.m. on a Friday, was still asleep.
Yeah. Hungover, maybe?
Whoa. I don't know. We don't know what's going on with Paul. Maybe we'll find out later as we listen to the listeners. They're going to call us. We're going to talk about beers we've been drinking this week and beers we want to look out for and hope to be drinking soon. A little bit of beer culture and all that. And Louie here, Louie the Lab is here. He's going to eat crackers. That's going to be fun. And it's all coming to you in the next 90 minutes in your ears. For the show, I was drinking and I still have in front of me, Liquid Gravity, Central Coast Liquid Gravity IPA. Just their IPA. And it's a very, very solid beer. Got this at the market.
Wow,
pretty sure I got it at the market. What are you drinking, Matt?
99 Golden Ale.
Tioga Sequoia's 99 Golden Ale. Nick, do you have anything open? Nick's frozen, isn't he? Wake up, Nick! 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 You should really see this, listeners. Nick is just completely frozen.
He's just stone-facing us.
Oh, he's doing one of those stare-downs they did at speech arts class in seventh grade. Or you had to just stare in somebody's face and try to make them laugh. Well, we'll find out more from Nick because see what happened over there. Oh, and now he's just completely gone. Bye, Nick. Well, 8th anniversary. Woo! Nick had to leave, but we're here. Matt and I are here, so we'll just carry on. I'll just try to get some show beers going here.
Maybe he had to go get a show beer.
Yeah, that's probably, maybe.
I love gold!
Damn, I think it's just Cracker, not Corona. I just opened up a new beer, a new beer from Firestone Walker. That's right, I spent money on Firestone Walker. The embargo is over. Damn it. Shit balls. Limited release chocolate cherry stout from Firestone Walker is only $9 for the 6-pack of 12-ounce cans. I think this is a new beer from them. I've never seen it before. I don't remember seeing it before. It is a chocolate and cherry stout that I bought purchase money with.
I want to say it's been out for a month, maybe two, maybe.
Okay.
But not long. Now I have what you have, damn
it. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, it's catching. Ooh, I'm getting the cherry, getting the stout.
Now we're good. I'm good over here. We're fine.
All right.
We're cool.
We're good.
Don't worry about it.
We're good. Something's going on. Nick left, and now we're coughing. This is pretty good. Dang it! Ah, power through, Mike. Come on, Mike. We're on live here. Come on, pull it together. It's a good beer. Just let me know when you open a show beer.
I purposely wore my wireless headphones today because I have something in mind.
Oh. Because it's our 8th birthday. That, you're ready for that. We got a lot planned.
God, you okay there?
I'm all right. I'll see.
Are you going to make it?
I always wanted to. If I'm gonna die, if I'm gonna die, nobody knows. You don't know. I want it to be while I'm podcasting, so it would be a lifelong dream.
Good. I'm not gonna think about that every week.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, though, nobody's be here to say. You'd have to come over and save it. Or text,
move your corpse out of the way.
Text and Becky save the and file. Say, "Hey, Becky, your husband's dead in the garage. Could you go save that show?" I think he just left it recording. That'll be my last breath. I'll be like, "Save as episode 381. Upload." Well, Matt, do you have any culture?
Yeah, I do have a couple of things. Stone has done a second round of funding to their employees. I guess they consider it'd be like their version of a stimulus. Mm-hmm. They did one earlier in the year because they had to lay off employees and, you know, with San Diego both going back to the purple tier and people continuously still being out of work, they were able to raise. The first one was $250,000. This one's $140,000, but it goes directly towards employees to receive some sort of. It doesn't say if they all get a certain amount or some get more than another. I imagine it's pretty, you know, across the board, but the whole conversation is just. They're trying to do what they can to help with
employees that aren't working.
You know, whether it's childcare, healthcare, rent, whatever it might be, they're trying to help keep that going. And then, so that's that.
Yeah. Oh, we got Nick. And, Nick's back.
I am back.
Oh, you're alive. That's good.
Did you go on a fun run?
I had to, take a test real quick, make sure I didn't have COVID.
You cleared?
No, we're all clear. All good.
Well, you must have heard all of Mikey's coughing while you were gone.
Yeah.
Oh, was that?
You're like, who's coughing? I have a Firestone chocolate cherry stout. Can you believe that? I paid money for it and everything.
Wow. Yes, Mike. We get it.
Yeah. I bought a stout.
You don't have COVID, but there's something else wrong with you.
Yeah.
So, Mikey, I know that when you were shopping, you also picked up a 6-pack of the Guinness 00. Unfortunately, it's unsafe to consume, so you should return that.
Damn it.
Wow.
Oh, now I'm going to drink it because it's unsafe. So now it's exciting. To drink.
But yeah, so Guinness is recalling all of its newly launched non-alcoholic stout because of microbiological contamination.
Jeez.
Only 2 weeks after it was launched, said they warned that the cans of Guinness Zero drink, which took 4 years of development, may be unsafe to consume. Nice. And advice that people had purchased these alcohol-free beers to dispose of them or return it to where it was bought. It says the contamination is understood to have occurred during the production process as it at its St. James Gate Brewery in Dublin, and tests are being carried out to establish the cause. In the meantime, production and canning has been halted. It says it doesn't affect any of their other beers coming out of the brewery. It's just limited to the wine, and it's unsafe to consume. So,
yam it. That sucks. 4 years to put out an unsafe beer.
Yep.
And it's ironically non-alcoholic.
And thanks, The Guardian, for having that. There was another website that had that article, but they had a paywall. So I just Googled the headline and went right around. This next one is a headline because it said website that has a paywall. It just says the deal is finally done for PBR to acquire the former Molson Coors production facility in Irwindale, California. They first announced it back in May, but now it is officially being taken over. So watch out, Irwindale. PBR is coming.
Oh, man. Get some of that Irwindale PBR. Well, PBR aficionados be like, oh, Irwindale.
Yeah, and then there's Irwindale.
Irwindale.
A brewery I called.
Don't care who you are. It smells great Shapely? Driving down the. The fifth was it
52
on the East Riverside. Mm-hmm. Smells great.
Then there's this one's for the brewery, or sorry, the brother, which would appreciate the beer from this brewery.
The Brew Brothers.
That's yeah, it. Bruce Brothers.
Somebody unplugged Mike. He's lost it.
Don't watch that show.
Wait, what am I not watching?
I think it's on Amazon Bruce or it might Brothers be Netflix. Lame. But there's a TV show called Bruce Brothers, and it's a terrible
all the wacky of behind like the brewery. Scenes antics from a brewery.
But in St. Louis, Missouri, there is the Shafley or Shafly or whatever.
Yeah,
Shafley. They announced the release of one of their most popular seasonal variety packs, Stout Bout.
Stout Bout.
With three stouts brewed exclusively for the sampler, this year's 12-pack Stout Bout features a Mexican chocolate stout, oatmeal stout, export stout, and the new berry brunch stout.
Oatmeal.
All stouts. The beers, export excluding stout. The oatmeal stout, are available exclusively in the variety pack. So I figured the brother, he would probably be down with the Mexican chocolate stout, oatmeal stout, and export stout. I don't know about the berry brunch, but so figured far. There's just not enough. Oh no, he'll like it. This fruit-forward stout was brewed with coffee and a special blend of blueberries and blackberries. That's him right there.
I'm not saying no.
It's giving you the okay to drink it in the morning with that name. Yeah, it's like
blueberries are healthy.
Drink it in the morning. You're basically, that whole variety pack is like an all-day pack.
Yeah, the oatmeal stout's fourth meal, export stout is dinner, mm-hmm. Mexican chocolate stout's lunch, and then you start off with the berry brunch.
There's your whole day planned. There's your Easter. Oh, no, wait. It's Thanksgiving's Easter. Coming. Sorry. There's your Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Nobody knows what year it is
anymore. Variety pack. Variety packs are coming because it's Thanksgiving. Although we're not supposed to get together, so maybe variety packs are down this year. Wow. So I wonder if that. I'll bet variety packs.
Nobody's trying to please down. Everybody anymore.
Yeah. Like, what do I get a variety pack for? I'll just buy all the beers I like.
You could have a Zoom meeting and show people what you would have given them.
This is what you would have drank. This is the one I would have put up front of the ice chest for you to grab. And here are the ones I would have hidden way down there and hope you didn't find. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to drink them now.
Ooh, Chaplet makes a pumpkin ale.
Pumpkin ales are already over, man. It's November.
I didn't do my pumpkin flight this year.
Oh, well, it's still time. You have until till Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's the last day you can have pumpkin beers. And so
over.
Can I just wait till January when they get shuffled down to the clearance aisle and buy them all?
Yeah.
Pumpkin beers are over. And as I was stalling, because I'm not secretly planning something to happen in 5 minutes. There is
Dave Grohl is going to do a drum off with the 10-year-old girl live on the Perfect Pour.
No. Mikey, make sure you does your Moleskin have a little calendar on the pages or something?
And my Moleskin planner it does, but not in my Moleskin notebook.
Well, make sure you write down November 29th.
Okay, November.
Because that is
29. Okay, gotcha.
I'm busy that day.
That is the official Small Brewery Sunday.
Oh yeah,
for 2020. Oh, no. So make sure after you have Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, there is Small Brewery Sunday. So don't forget
Brewery Sunday.
Just pretend you're going to go out and get gas for the truck and just swing by your favorite brewery and have a couple pints.
Do I get this, what I normally do at a small brewery and sit at the end of the bar where nobody's at and then just sort of look at the board and stare off at the board for like 2 hours straight? And I'll be like, Small Brewery Sunday, huh, guys? Mm-hmm.
Mikey, craft beer to try and get on the boards even though you're not there?
I've done that a couple times, but like, I don't think Zax has their board on, I assume, and Tioga hasn't had their board switched to where you can see somebody checking in that I've noticed. So it's not as fun. Can you guys hear me? Uh-oh. Now we've had problems with Matt. We can hear you, but you're your
internet.
This is intentional.
Your sounds like 56K.
Guess what, guys?
What?
I'm at the beer fridge.
Oh, he's doing a beer fridge.
Wow.
He's doing his beer fridge. What's happening? Oh, I think I heard a beer open.
You sure did.
It was really cool.
And for my final bit of culture,
I love gold.
I thought I heard you open something.
Yes, I did.
Hey, don't get to your
things here. Yeah, the come on.
You got to get in all the sound bites. Fieldwork.
From Fieldwork Brewing Company, I got Zombie Wolf Double IPA Ale brewed with Mosaic and Simcoe hops. This was recommended to me by Greg Hernandez.
I haven't seen a Zombie Wolf on The Walking Dead. I don't know if this is a real thing.
I can confirm it's good. So he did recommend me, right?
All right.
All right. So now, if everything goes right, let's see if this works.
It's not working.
Just hold on.
No, it's not working.
Just, I'm stalling for time.
Stalling. I'm like Brick from the middle. Stalling. The middle watchers get that joke. That's good. That's
middle solid. Watchers. That they're a big middle portion watchers. Of our listenership.
Yep. Oh. Whoa. Hello? What's happening?
What? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Look at you guys.
Well, we called the right person. Cool.
Who's that dude?
Who are we calling?
Is that, wow. Is that Paul?
Hey guys. How's it going?
Look good. At Paul. Paul's on the show.
Wow.
What are you used to getting Skype at 6 a.m. on Friday, so it's, yeah.
Like, suck oh, it up, must be emergency. Stop. I'm getting Skyped. It's gotta be an emergency. I'm getting up.
Oh wow.
Must be important.
Yeah. Once I told Paul it was our 8th anniversary, he said, oh man, I must be called. I have a very important news tidbit.
Oh man, I can't give any less of a shit about that. Thanks, Matt. Good night.
Thanks for ruining my Friday.
8 years.
8 years.
Congratulations.
Now you're going to make me find when Paul first appeared, aren't you?
Come on. Oh, that there's a vote for Paul first appearance for our Christmas best of episode.
Oh, I've been listening since gosh. Let's see. I'm doing the math based on my son's age. Probably about 7 years. So
I do all my math based on my daughter's age. So I guess that's a
yeah.
That must be a parenting. Like, so my daughter's 12. Yeah. When was that? Okay. It's we've been there.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Paul, well, I don't know. I don't know if did you call this week, Paul? We haven't got the voicemails yet. Oh, okay. Cause I
did. I actually called.
Okay.
I called about an hour ago.
Oh. Is that, so, otherwise, I was going to...
What Mikey's saying is this counts as one of your calls.
This counts as one of your calls. If there's any more than one more call, I'm going to have to shut it off, bro. Then it's the rules.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, yeah, well, okay, sorry.
Do you have a beer?
I don't want to bombard the...
Do you have a beer?
What's that?
Have you had beer? This is what I want to know. I don't want to ruin your voicemail, whatever it is, but...
Oh no, it's not related to that at all. Yeah, I broke the fast. And then I've been kind of on back on and off a little bit. Like I'm trying to be disciplined about the, you know, not going. So my goal is maybe laying off during the work week. So just weekends, but I'll admit I've slipped a couple times on that already. So.
Back into the old routines.
If you accidentally already opened the beer, just might as well enjoy it.
Oops. God, I thought that was a Spindrift, but it's actually oops.
Are you upset?
Yeah, so
go ahead.
Oh no. Go on. Questions, please.
Are you upset at Chew Your Beer for breaking not making it all the way to the end of October?
Oh no, God! Whatever. I mean, there was a couple times, and it wasn't sports related at all for me. But there were moments, kind of at the last few days. I'm like, God, it doesn't matter. But then I just realized, well, if I'm going to say I'm going to do something, and then I better stick with it. So,
mm-hmm.
I actually find that it's helpful to have those. I mean, that's unfortunately for me what keeps me just. Less disciplined is if I say to myself, I'm going this whole month, then it's actually not a problem. But if I sort of don't have any rules, then it just, it's pretty loosey goosey. And I find that I'm, you know, I'm cracking a beer pretty much every night.
You got to have a goal.
Yeah. Yeah. There has to be some sort of, and it's just, I'm setting it up for myself. It's my own discipline, but still, it seems to work for one reason or another.
Yeah. I did, with exception of the show, there was a period of time where I did weekends only or end of the work week, whatever that might be. And it worked out just fine. It was, it kind of made you look forward to both. You're like, oh man, cool. I'll be free and clear, wake up good. And then you're like, but when I get that one, that first beer after waiting 5-6 days or 4 days, it made both more enjoyable.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I mean, you, but it's interesting though, that I did have a friend who said, I find I enjoy it more when I do it less often. And unfortunately for me, to some degree, I find I enjoy it more when I do it more often. Yeah. But that, then again, that seems to be somewhat addictive behavior. So that's that's why it's probably better to just continue to lay off.
What's Marin's beer scene right now? Are there patios open? What are they? What are the Marin places doing? Like Moylan's and Marin Brew Co. What's happening there?
I don't know about the big guys. Although I've gone by Marin Brewing Company and I've seen they have huge outdoor seating, so I've seen that they've, you know, people are being seated. The small guys are having a little trouble. Like my old employer, Indian Valley, they had just opened a tap room. Years ago, and they were having all kinds of complications. Obviously, at first, you know, they were only able to sell crawlers and cans, and they had a little outdoor seating area. So for a while, they were allowed to open, but they had to have a food truck attached, or else they weren't. You know, there had to be food associated with it. My other old employer, Beercraft, they had two locations: one up in Sonoma and the one in Novato where I worked. And I just heard that they had to close the Sonoma County location permanently. The Nevada location, they were able to secure which they didn't have before, but they secured some outdoor seating. But it's relatively limited. I just don't know. And I'm not working, and I haven't been going there or anything like that. So, and I had been buying beer for them just to support them. But I think it's really hurt establishments like that, like tap room only. I think that's really tricky.
No distribution or anything, huh? They're just
The one thing about Beercraft is they're like a primary outlet for Cellar Maker, for Alvarado Street, for Moonraker, for a lot of beers that you pretty much aren't able to see on draft anywhere else in the area. So they were kind of a niche for that, and they did have a pretty loyal following. So I think they'll hold out, but it's definitely struggling. And it's gotten, this won't probably last, but it's gotten really cold this week. It's dropping down into the at night, and
it's bad. So, for us, I mean,
so it's
Californians. This is outdoor.
Yeah, exactly. And like I say, that typically doesn't last too terribly long, but still.
It's no Colorado.
I was out. Oh my God. Okay. It's loosey goosey there. I had my son here for the summer, brought him back out the beginning of September, and then I was just out for a visit in the middle of October, and it's pretty much indoor seating, outdoor seating,
whatever,
full rest, kind of what. So this is, you know, this is rural southern Colorado. I'm sure it's a lot different in Denver Boulder area, but it's kind of just whatever people are doing, whatever. Doesn't seem like people give a shit. So Yeah. It's kind of interesting. And there's a lot of that anti-mask defiance going on too, like, which unnerves me a little bit. Like, there'll be establishments that clearly say outside, mask required. And then people just march in there with no mask. And like, I mean, part of me feels like they're gunning for a confrontation. They just want to be confronted.
Right.
I haven't seen that occur yet, but I feel like it's one thing to be mad at your government and say, oh, you know, whatever. But when the store clearly says no, mask required, and you still go in there without a mask, it's, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of offensive. It's
They didn't mean me. That's fine.
I can do whatever I want. Well, yeah, you can do whatever you want, but like, the store is asking you to wear a mask and you're not doing it. So the store can also kick you out.
Do what I want.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But
well, we're sorry we got you up at 6 a.m, man. But,
no, it's brutal.
It's when we do it.
Mm-hmm. You got to do it. It's honorable.
Yeah. No other podcast does this kind of schedule.
Yeah. For 8 years you've been doing this.
Yeah. Crazy. I've been getting in late to work on Fridays for 8 years.
Yay.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, Nick, I have been...
yes, sir.
Overhauling a relatively old Cannondale, not as old as yours.
Ooh, I like what you're saying.
Yeah, so you know how on a lot of the newer, like pretty much mountain bikes and gravel bikes these days are all running a single in the front and wider gearing in the rear. So I just opted to do that because I noticed when I ride, I pretty much just stay on one ring. Anyway, and I'm like, why have?
Are you a power climber, or is it flatland mostly?
I climb a lot of hills, but I have the rear set up so that I don't need I need about 7 gears. That's really what
you,
I find.
So you distilled it down to just the basics is what you did.
Yeah. So I mean, I have I've got a 9 speed in the back, but now just a single on the front, and I'm quite happy with it.
I kind of get what you're saying. My 86 Cannondale, the ratios they picked are much fewer than my 2013 Cannondale, which has like 11 cogs, I think, in the back. So you think you have everything in the world, but I remember getting 9 cog spread of the 86 Cannondale I have. So I don't know if they just did better math back then, or now they say, have everything. Just take it all. We don't care. You'll find the one you need.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be that moment where you're like, I wish I had a little more push down hills, or maybe a little less. But I don't, I like kind of getting up and standing up on when I'm going uphill and pushing hard, and so I don't know. But yeah, it's a nice adjustment that I appreciate.
What frame is it? Is it a still an American Cannondale?
It actually is. It's a CAD 5. So okay.
90s?
About 18 years old.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So nice. And I'm still waiting for the tangent button to be hit. But
what a bike talk. What a couple of nerds.
Nerds.
Mikey's bored because he only has one speed. So
okay, let's go one more deeper.
That's still friction shifter. I don't even have that. My bike got stolen. I don't have a bike right now. I have the guy who stole my bike's bike, and it's a piece of shit.
I love that. I remember hearing that story. That is the most ridiculous thing in the world.
So now, now I have to, like, my daughter and I used to go bike riding, but now I have to go jogging with my daughter as she goes bike riding. It's terrible.
Are you sure it's not yogging with the shock?
Yogging. There's a lot of like me running for a little bit, and then she has to stop and like wait for me.
I'll catch up.
Or drive.
I'll catch up. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay. I'm up there. I'm coming. I'm running.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I've got about 20 spare bikes, so if you ever want.
All right. You come through, bring your worst, the bike you hate the most, and drop it off the next time you come to prison.
I saw somebody pull that same maneuver in a Ross Dress for Less. And the only reason I know for sure that he did this, I saw him, he was trying on shoes, and then I went back later to pick up the thing that I was looking at, like, you know, mm-hmm. half a day later, and hit that dude's shoes were still on, his old dirty shoes are still on the rack. He obviously walked, changed like, into a new pair of shoes, and then left.
I needed these. Oh, there's the move. All right.
I mean, usually shoes have those theft, anti-theft things on them, but this guy pulled it off.
They're probably $8 if they're at Ross, so he saved himself $8.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, I know. Like, of all places to rip off.
I'm going to go into the least expensive place and shoplift.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, Paul, if you have any pink or purple or fluorescent color bike frames, maybe we should just start building Nike something.
Is that what the old one was?
No. It was solid.
This was cool.
Solid and all black, bro. Very cool. Very hip. All the hipsters thought I was really cool.
Midnight special.
Mike from Rademacher sold it to me.
It's legendary.
Yeah. He did, which I'm sure is a typical salesman maneuver, whether you're a bike salesman or car salesman. He's like, oh man, I was thinking about getting this one for myself. So I was like, oh wow. Yeah. Mike from Rademacher was thinking about getting this. I'm going to get it.
I almost did a spit take right there. This would be perfect for. I almost want. No.
I've been eyeing this one for a while. I've been thinking about getting it. Oh no! Well, you should get it then. Oh no!
You get so many chicks on this bad boy.
Oh man, you got me. You made the sale that day.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's well done.
Well, Paul, this is an honor.
That for bike, I have a bridge.
You do?
Yeah, the honor is all mine, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for answering this totally planned call Friday morning at 6 a.m. Totally scripted, no ad-libbing.
Yeah,
it was a total, we planned all of it. I was snoring. I was right in the middle of a dream.
Oh, man.
This is the
dream. It about chew your beer?
How did you know, actually?
I knew it.
Yeah. I often have chew dreams.
It was you and Chew were on a boat to Catalina Island for some reason. You don't know why. And then Matt called you. You're like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, it was all a dream.
It was. Must have been.
He's just a friend.
Yeah, we were on our way to the Catalina wine mixer.
Like, we're gonna, we're gonna get so many chicks.
And go lease a helicopter, are you?
Oh yeah. So many inside jokes. So many references that nobody else.
New listeners love these. Love when they talk about stuff. I have no idea what's going on.
It's okay. You missed Mikey's reference about the middle earlier. So, you know, that audience is clapping right now.
Oh, God. Oh, that's so where am I? What portion of the show am I at
we're
right
in
now?
We're in culture. This is culture.
Officially in
culture. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. I was able to give you a little NorCal culture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got okay. A little how Marin's handling the pandemic.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but in general, what I'm seeing is that California is starting to go up in severity, and so I've heard that
like the rest, that we're gonna be purple next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing for. I don't know about Marin, but San Francisco definitely. Sonoma County is going dark again. So yeah. Dang it.
Stay indoors, stay outdoors, but stay away. And
yeah.
We just gotta get to April. We can do it.
Is that when they're targeting with the vaccine for most people?
That's when Fauci, Dr. Fauci says April
vaccine. Well, that would be ideal.
Summer. Yeah. Then we get this half of the summer of like going out and doing stuff.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
I'm distancing. COVID's over, sir. No, nope, they're still distancing.
No, I'm distancing forever.
Well, I mean, since we're on the subject.
Matt, do I see that you're drinking a therapist out of the can?
No.
What is it?
It's a zombie wolf.
Oh, yeah.
From
Field Straight Work. Out of the can.
Woo!
This is my Modern Times koozie.
Ooh, no.
Oh, you're fooling everyone. You want people to think you're drinking a Modern Times.
Yeah, Modern Times, bro.
Very cool. I'm drinking Modern Times.
Well, no. So California wants to do their own analysis on a vaccine. And what I'm hearing is the vaccine has to be transported at minus 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So whoa. It's just like all of these stipulations. So it's like, even if it's available in April, it's probably not California, or it's probably, you know, not public, maybe more like military first responders. So I wouldn't be surprised if summer comes and goes before anything happens here.
And definitely, with that being said, if it needs to be kept at negative 100 degrees, don't be getting your vaccine from some dude in a hot parking lot.
Hey, man, same stuff. You'll get in there. What?
Yeah.
$5. Whoa. $5. Look at that. You don't want to wait in that line for that vaccine. This is the good stuff right here. $10.
Get your hot dogs and your vaccines. Hot dogs and vaccines. Right here.
Oh dear. Yeah. That's how it's going down.
That's 8 years. That's what you learn in 8 years. That's how you
gotta order the side of jalapenos so they know what you mean and wink side of jalapenos with that hot dog.
Or with that.
Why did you say wink as you winked? Wink.
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 That's the part of the code. The code.
Well, Paul, thanks for letting us crash your morning, evening, or wherever you are in the space-time continuum right now.
Yeah, it's been an honor, you guys. Thanks for calling me up in the middle of the chew your beer.
And we have a beer shipment to send you. We still have beer shipment money to send you. So you let us know when a good if this is a good week or next week, whenever we'll send that off.
I'm wide open. I'm wide open right. For beer.
Say, I'm thirsty. Wink.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Wink. I'm high side of jalapenos. Wink.
And then the last thing that we'll give you is the two little tidbits of information. So November 29th is a small beer Sunday. So make sure you go out and support a small brewery in your area.
Okay.
Definitely. 8 years from today's date, we'll need you to jump back on for the 16th anniversary. So just make sure you go ahead and mark that out on your calendar.
Little Google calendar. Set reminder.
Put it in there.
For 4 years before.
I'm pecking away at my phone right now, marking those 2 months.
Cool.
Awesome, guys. Hey, congratulations on 8 years.
Thanks.
And,
is it
and
really
thanks
though?
For the call.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Thanks for all you do.
Cheers to you, sir.
Email us a picture of that bike. I want to see this frame you got going.
Oh, I will. Yeah. I'll snap a shot and I'll send it to your brother so he can send it to you.
Yes.
All right.
You got it.
All right. Cheers, you guys.
Don't forget. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye. Yeah.
Hanging up now.
Anytime now.
Yeah, we won't notice he left until the end of the show.
You guys, I was here the whole time. Take it. Damn. We just started talking shit on him.
Damn it. Well, that was cool, Paul, to answer.
Oh. But call everybody we know, see who else picks up.
All right.
We'll never go to bed. Come on.
Calls.
I mean, man, never Zach. Get to work.
Hello?
Sorry, boss. I can't come in today. I've got a lot of callers. It's my 8th anniversary. Anyone else got some culture? Nick, you have some culture.
I could squeeze in a few if we got some minutes.
Squeeze in a few.
That's what she said. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I don't know anymore. Okay. Norwal, Sierra Nevada, has presented us with an option to make narwhal bacon.
Oh. Huh?
If you so feel inclined. And the whole time, yeah, I know this recipe sounds great, but I can't help but think they're using narwhal in a can for this recipe. Where the hell's my narwhal in a can, Sierra Nevada?
Ooh.
That's my takeaway from this. Narwhal bacon sounds great.
Saying that narwhal, are they not making a can? They made it specially in a can for this, or you just haven't seen narwhal in a can around Fresno?
I'm saying I shop at one or two places and it's not at those places, so I'm upset.
The one place I shop at, it's not there. What's going on?
Yeah. Why?
What?
You're going to make me go to the third place?
Oh, God. Third place.
But yeah, go to Sierra Nevada's Facebook and or other social media for narwhal bacon recipe. COVID. I'm gonna call them COVID canopies. Yes. I have now been a part of one set of COVID canopy conversions for a restaurant here in Fresno.
Oh.
And I believe a couple more are coming about soon as we continue to maybe expected to be outdoors. Mm-hmm. And as these things get more elaborate and basically become indoors.
Yeah.
They're now heated and cooled and covered.
And enclosed and sealed.
And enclosed, yeah. But they're outdoors. But
we're outside.
So the canopies have happened. We started with what? Easy Ups, which moved into party tents.
Yeah.
And now permanent canopy structures are being looked at. Mm-hmm. And now the next evolution in this is we are talking with a restaurant about doing an open air gallery space where you can open up all the walls and convert your inside space into a fully functioning open air market type situation. Wow. But in a restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we're lucky in Fresno, we're in the climate where this could possibly work, but now we have to deal with how do you classify what's inside and what's outside. That's what the city's going to worry about. Mm-hmm. Basically, think of putting roll-up garage doors on every wall.
Everybody, roll-up garage doors.
Roll-up garage doors. Mm-hmm. So, fully converting restaurant. So, for you say that this restaurant is open throughout the year, and if the weather permits, they can open up every door in the place, and essentially, you're outside with a roof.
Yeah, more than this.
Yeah.
Want to have something, you know, in a couple of years when we're not doing this anymore, be like, oh, yeah, I remember that's all these restaurants are changed because of the whole era. I mean, like, you know, when your grandkids ask you about, hey, why are there roll up doors, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Sit down, son.
And now we go to Councilman Mike C for his vote. Do it.
Do it.
Is that a yes, or yay, or nay?
Do it.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a yay. What?
Sir, are you farting on the microphone?
Do it. Do it.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Open up all the restaurants, man. No more indoors. Everything just outdoor, man. Why do we have to put walls up? Why are you putting walls up?
Why?
Why
put walls up?
Stop putting walls up on me, man.
Be free.
Let me in.
Let me in.
I want to get in. No, sir, there's a wall. No more walls, man. Let me in.
Break down the walls.
Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Mm-hmm.
See, Reagan was on to something, dude.
Wow. He saw it coming.
He saw it coming. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, the Berlin Wall. That's right. Tear it down. And Reagan's like, no, I'm talking about restaurant walls, dude.
Restaurants, bro.
Everyone's breweries, like, why is everyone confusing this message?
In one the day future, breweries.
One day we're gonna want to have walls in your restaurant.
It's one of those wall restaurants.
Nick.
The walls come. Save you?
Save me, Nick.
Okay. Well, here's your perfect pour history that I had time to do research while Paul was talking.
I'm ready.
Yeah, all right.
Wait.
This basically gets
gold!
Through the...
Sorry.
First. Yeah, thanks a lot. This gets us through the first, I don't know, year or so of perfect pour history. Guest-wise, we're looking at what we considered at the time our first guest. Any guesses? Episode 3.
Jesus. I think it's Matt.
It is Matt.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Like, we got this guy. He's a bartender.
Yeah, let's go. He's industry.
I think he's.
Sadly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, you.
No, it's. I think he was working at Craig Sharton's place, right? Is that it?
Was it Pete?
Pete's. I don't even know if he was working at Tioga yet.
Not in 2012.
He's just a guy working at Peeves.
No.
That's all you were, man.
That didn't exist then.
Oh, okay.
All right. Just a guy.
Just a guy. Drinking beer. Wandering out town.
I was a guy that podcasted and worked at an auto shop.
Yeah.
The Dirty Dowdy Show. You're listening to the Dirty Dowdy Podcast.
I had my own podcast that was not by the way.
DLC. Are we going to bring back DLC? What's going on? You guys want to be part of the Dorktown Network? You want to get in there?
A couple of the guys have been keeping the page alive with posting stuff, but I haven't done anything with them.
Are you gaming any at all?
No.
Oh, boo.
I watch people play games on Twitch.
Oh, on Twitch. My daughter watches YouTubers. Gamers.
Wow.
That's a thing.
Other people playing games, but not her playing.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, she plays a lot of Roblox Minecraft.
Ooh, look out. It's too smart for me, man. So yeah, that was kind of a just being silly. Obviously, Matt was more than just a guest. So our first real guest then would be Donnie from Growl Radio, episode 4.
Oh, look at us pulling in. Yes. Growler Radio, one of the original beer podcasts, where I was convinced that that was enough. Like Growler Radio was enough. There was like homebrewing style podcasts, and then there was Growler Radio, which was like one of the only non, and I guess craft beer podcast was out there, but I didn't know about it then. I don't think, maybe I did. And there was Growler Radio, and I think maybe there was that down, that Chicago download, digital download, what is it? It was download something. I think that was out then, and like that was it. And then I was like, well, that's enough. We're, the podcast world's covered on craft beer. And that's when Mike
that's from, all we need.
Mike from Tioga was like, we need a beer podcast to just sort of help educate everyone about the craft beer scene here. I'm like, Mike, there's like two podcasts about craft beer. We're like, can't get into
saturated.
That.
Market saturated.
Market saturated, Mike. Jeez. Look around. But now here we are, 100 beer podcasts later. Yeah. And Growlerator's not there.
Your own number 7. Way to go. Look what we did. Speaking of Mike Cruz, he appeared on episode 6.
Oh.
Followed by Skip and Greg on episode 10, also formerly of Tioga Sequoia. Tommy, House of Pendragon, number 12.
Nice. That would have been when they were developed. They wouldn't even been out yet. Like, he was homebrewing, basically.
Yeah.
More or less.
He was bringing us beer in 2-liter bottles, I think, to try his homebrew scaled up to production quality. Yes?
No. Yeah, I think so.
Nope. Mario, who was working for Sierra Nevada at the time, came on at 20.
Is he not working? Is he not working for Sierra Nevada now?
You mean Firestone?
Oh, he was Firestone Walker back then. Oh. Now he's here.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Now Sierra Nevada. And then our first voicemail appeared at episode 37.
What? Really? It took that long? To get a voicemail?
That's what I have.
Oh my God. That's crazy. 37 episodes for, do you know what the first one was?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say.
Because you just put a teaser.
You did some hardcore research on that shit.
You just left a teaser, so I'd have to actually play the episode to find out.
Well, maybe we'll play that for our Christmas episode.
We just play old voicemails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just scroll back.
Probably like that better.
All the voicemails.
Like, I love this. Edited voicemails. Don't have to listen to these yutzes.
Hey, guys. Ballast Point's getting bought out. Don't drink it.
Hey, guys. It's Sculpin's $19.99 at 6-pack. I think it's a deal.
You guys should try Habanero Sculpin. It'll burn your face off.
It's so good. I hate it. By the way, I opened a beer from Modern Times. First time having this. Danger Dolphin. A hazy Citra Pilsner. Hazy Pilsner. It's a pretty rad can. Look at that. What?
No. It's a hazy. Can you not do that?
Yeah. Hazy Pilsner.
Yeah, their filter's broken.
Their filter's broken. What do we got to do? Make more beer. Okay. But we have filter's a Pilsner.
Broken, dumbass.
We have a Pilsner. I don't give a fuck. We're Modern Times. Okay. Jeez.
We apologize for it's the actually, explicit
the language.
Cuss words. Cover your ears.
I'm sorry. Any kids in the car right now, I really apologize. As a dad, I honestly do apologize. I can't listen to this show with my kids in the car, so I empathize with you. Fucking
apologize for Jesus. Mistake.
This is a good beer, though, guys. This Danger Dolphin. It's a nice beer. If you like Pilsner, hoppy Pilsner-ish stuff, it is excellent. So, what else? Were there any more history, Nick? Any more?
The only thing I could come up with, Paul, him and Fontana Jim appeared on episode 158.
Yeah, yeah, that's going. They're in studio.
Yeah. So, I couldn't find the first Paul song.
Did you say that those were notes from, was it Captain Whiffo?
No. Oh man, he does have I forgot about his.
So that was just your own research.
Yeah.
You did research?
He has the, what would we call it? The porography?
Yeah. It's on Netflix right now. I can check it out.
Okay. So yeah, look for a future update. Scroll back through time and
as I turn back time
in the year 2000.
That was probably my favorite sketch. Even though that we were way into the 2000s, they still did in the year 2000 or 3000.
But it's bizarre because I remember when they were doing that and year 2000 was still quite, still decent a ways away. And now we're just like 20 years later. And it's just like, what? And then Conan... They're still doing, Andy and Conan are still doing their thing.
And Conan is still Conan.
They've been put, I would say, I don't watch the Conan show, Conan regularly, but I still check in on it. And I would say they've been doing some of the most innovative COVID style shows of all of all the nighttime talk show guys. I would say they've been doing some of the most innovative shows.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
We can book a back about man. Man, we already got to very cool. We got to talk to Paul already, but maybe we'll hear from Paul. Again, you can be on the show. We are very highly encourage people to be on the show. It took us 37 episodes before you guys finally started calling in, but you did, and you I think, I don't know if we've probably missed some early on, but we really every week at least chew your bear calls. We get plenty of calls and we really appreciate it. 559-492-0542 is a voicemail line. You can just call that and leave a 3 minute or under voicemail, or you can email us a file of a recorded file to perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. And let's start with the traditional voicemail.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Perfect Port. Donnie, and we are drinking in the Donnie beautiful in the Pacific Northwest. I'm just joking. It is cold and it is wet. Anyways, yuck. Outside seating, beer gardens, patios, all that good stuff. In the last month, this has been my experience up here in the Northwest. Mid-October, we went down to Seattle. We hit up the new Great Notion tasting room, which sits right behind Lower Case in the Georgetown area. It's small. It was outside seating only. Need reservations. We also went to Cloudburst and Populex, which were both over in Ballard, and there will be a Great Notion tasting room over there eventually. All were outside seating. All were beer gardens. It was a little chilly that day. Wasn't expecting it. I thought maybe it was a King County thing, which is the greater Seattle area. I live in Snohomish County, about 45 minutes north. The next week I went to Woodinville, which is also King County. I hit up Triple Horn and Black Raven, and they're both inside seating. Triple Horn had a couple tables outside by their food truck, but everyone was sitting inside. It was kind of chilly out. Black Raven, same thing. My home brewery, Five Rights, we took down the beer gardens, all the tents and stuff about 2 weeks ago. Weather just started turning, and they are indoor seating only. We are half capacity, so 50% social distance, all that good stuff. Colin and Janine, we do have a slash mug club. It is called the Primary Care Patron, and that's because Five Rights is the Five Rights of Nursing, which is the owner's wife is a nurse. And same thing, we get dollar off 16-ounce pours, we get $2 off growler fills. We do have about three or four special events every year that are for the patrons only. And we also have first right to special event tickets before they go on sale to the public. And then I made the trip about a half hour north to Farmstrong, which has a huge beer garden. This was about a week and a half ago because the wife gets her hair cut up there, and I think it's a perfect excuse for me to go drinking. So she drops me off at the brewery. And their beer garden wasn't closed, but no one was sitting out there. Tables were socially distanced inside. They had their food truck out there. And there was a couple of people standing out there smoking, but that kind of seems to be the norm up here. I don't know about Seattle because I haven't been down there in about a month, if they started moving indoors or not. I'd like to thank Al Green also. I reached out to him on Twitter. We leave in a couple of weeks for Florida for Disney World, and he gave me some breweries to look out for. We are going to try and get to a store or something and grab some local beers. So thank you to Al Green and Fontana Jim. Huge shout out. Thanks for all the free advertising.
See, 3 minute mark, dude. Does not Google Voice does not F around with that 3 minute mark.
That was not the screen.
Thanks for that, Donnie. And we continue on.
Hey guys.
Oh,
it's Paul.
I know this guy.
Hey, I just realized that about 4 or 5 years ago, I left a really awesome voicemail. I think it was about Sculpin or something, but it never got played on the show. So what the fuck, man?
Damn it.
What's going on?
Screwed up.
I need you guys to look into the archives and figure this shit out. Okay? Seriously, man.
Do it.
God damn it. Oh, and keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Well, we got to find this Sculpin voicemail, apparently. It can be done.
The intern get right on that.
Yeah, where is our intern? We could technically get an Fresno State intern.
Are they still getting tacos for us? What the
hell? They're still out there in the Taco Bell line. Can't get Mexican pizzas. Nope. Sorry.
Sorry.
Chalupa. What's your go-to Taco Bell item, Nick?
It is the chalupa, sir.
Oh.
You're correct.
I got you chalupa.
Chalupa Supreme. Yes. If we're talking pre-2000 go-to,
Bell Beaver.
Bean burrito with onions and sour cream.
Oh, God. Onions.
Yeah.
Matt, what's your go-to Taco Bell item?
I haven't had Taco Bell in 4 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, I haven't had Taco Bell in over 10 years, but that, that was the go-to back then. We're not talking current stats here.
Okay. Chicken quesadilla with no sauce, obviously. Crunchy tacos, as is, good. Nacho Supreme, good. But what sits on top of all those, they used to have the chicken bacon ranch chalupa. That would have been...
That would be number one.
That would sit on top of all the other things I just listed.
Okay. Yeah, I would get the,
I really haven't. I used to go to Taco Bell a lot. I'm not going to lie. Even in Fresno, it's in Fresno, Madera, sacrilegious to be just like going to Taco Bell. But I did. And I would get the chicken quesadilla and the, I think it's the number 7, chicken quesadilla and taco. No lettuce on the taco. And the sauce is good. I like the sauce. So I'm good with that. That was my go-to. But I have not been to Taco Bell in a long, this is the longest time I've not been to Taco Bell since I was a teenager, I guess.
So when I started working on the podcast, that ironically enough, when I worked at the auto shop, it was within spitting distance of a Taco Bell. So that was almost, you could at least guarantee 2 of your 4 meals were happening there. Like, shit, I didn't have time to make breakfast. I'll just hit Taco Bell real quick. And you're like, man, I don't have any money, so I'm just going to go back to Taco Bell and get a $5 box.
What about that Wendy's over there?
Oh, yeah. Some chili. Ooh.
That was payday right there.
Like, I got paid. I'm going to Wendy's.
So it was like Taco Bell, you could get in and out, no problem. But it was like every time I wanted to go to Wendy's, that would always be when the college kids got out. So it was just like, fucking college. Like you walk up and it's to the door and you're like,
that was me. That was my in between classes. I would go over to Wendy's.
Hey guys, go sneak over to Wendy's.
You gonna see over Wendy's.
Honestly, for a hazy frosty.
Wendy's was one of the
Frosties are the best
fast food places I went to on the regular.
Wendy's is solid, man. Ain't nothing wrong with
Wendy's.
I still
do In-N-Out. I still go to Habit. But all those other major burger chains and stuff, I don't go to.
All right, Fast Food Talk. New show coming to Dorktown Network.
Hey, fellas. How's it going? Jay, just got a question for you.
What's up, Jay? Hops out.
So, I know I do, but do you even Mosaic, bro?
Yeah. Every day.
Good stuff. Mainly just calling to see if I can get under Anson Robin's skin by winning some more beer from you.
Oh!
Giving me crap about it last week, so I was trying to see if I can push his buttons. Don't really have anything else to share. Hope you guys are staying safe and make sure you wear your mask, wash your hands, check your dates. Later. Yeah. And keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Tiring
keeping up the good work.
I know it is. We'll see if that's the latest one. Let's see. Because I screwed up and forgot to do these by timing. We'll see if that's the latest one. Oh my God. Maybe we'll see. I will officially announce the latest one at the end here. Because for those just joining us, all through the month of November, Chew Your Beer is sending out beer to the last, in order to drum up more voicemails. Chew Your Beer was sending out beer to the last voicemailer of the show. And so that's what Jay is trying to get in there. So I know the timestamp from Jay's. And now we're going to go to the email side, and we'll see if we get something later than Jay's. Jay's was 9:30, so let's go to the email line.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving.
Scotty B.
I'm brewing.
Good.
And what I'm brewing, I'm brewing, earth is healing. I'm brewing in the rain. It just started to rain. There's a bunch of thunder. And even though the sun is shining, there's a bunch of rain coming down. It's fun. Don't worry, I'm under a patio.
Fun.
So I'm brewing a wit beer, folks. A wit beer. I find that I can listen to the show while I'm brewing. So I don't have to be driving, but I can't brew every week. I don't have enough room to brew a beer every week. Maybe I can brew every week and just dump it out when I don't have room. I don't know. But I'm brewing a wit beer. My daughter really wants to make an apricot wit beer. So we're making, she's going to add all the special flavoring. She's going to add apricot post-fermentation. So I got the beer going right now. And the thing about a wit beer is they look, a good wit beer looks just like a hazy IPA. It does. It's opaque. No. It's yellowy orange. Can't see through it if it's a good one. And how does a wit beer get its haze, right? It's not dry hopped or anything. How does it do that? Well, it's starch haze. And no, I didn't I'm not adding flour to it, although some people do that, cheaters. What I did is about 5-10 minutes into the mash, I pulled some of the liquid off out of the mash tun. I boiled it to stop the starch from converting, right? And then after I get the rest of it boiling, I added it back into it. So that's going to provide a starch haze. Be all starchy. Call me Mr. McStarchy Pants. It's going to be fun. That's right. So, hey, I want to say, look, I'm not the kind of guy that likes to feel sorry for himself or anything. But to be perfectly honest, I mean, I'm president of a homebrew club. We haven't been able to meet. We haven't been able to go to festivals. It's kind of a downer, right? I had to actually, on Facebook, post that we're putting the club on an official hiatus until things start to pick up because we can't really do anything. There's no beer festivals. We can't have meetings. We still have an online presence. That's about it. Also, I've only seen Sweetums once since this whole plague started. So, yeah, I got my reasons for being kind of blue and in the dumps. But I don't like focusing on stuff like that. So I'm going to do my best to try to follow along. But I still think I need to be punished, guys. So this is what I propose. For not listening to the show, I need a spanking. So I'm going to go to Mikey's house and get a spanking from him. Then I'm going to go to Nick's house, get a spanking from him. Then I'm going to show up at Matt's work at Tioga and pull down my pants in front of everybody and demand that Matt paddle me bum. Okay? Sound like a plan?
We'll see how that goes.
That'll teach me to not listen for months at a time. Put me in my place, guys. Keep up the great work. Brewing!
Scotty B returns to the show. And asking for a public spanking.
A flogging?
A flogging. I feel like, you know, don't look out for that, but
don't. Wow.
All right. Well, guess that we've got one more voicemail, and it is not the latest. So Hops_Hound, you got the latest voicemail. This one's 720. Hops_Hound was 9:30. So. It's a risk when you go that late. You could have went to next week, but here is our final voicemail, even though it's not the latest.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo Corvette. So last weekend when you were dropping the show live, I got to drop my son off at a little sports camp thing for the weekend and drop him off on Friday, pick him up Monday because of the COVID stuff. So I did get a chance to roll into San Diego on Friday. Started my day at a little place called Pure Project, where I had a few, or had a flight and a pint. Incredible beer there. Did take home some cans, and then rolled over to a little place called Modern Times Flavor Dome. Had a flight there as well, which I think highlight of that flight was the barrel aged barley wine. It was incredible. Good enough that I did spend what I thought was too much money for a bomber, but I did spend too much money for a bomber. But also did get some of their coffee, and they had some of their barrel-aged coffee available as well, so I'm really excited to get into that this weekend. After Modern Times, I rolled over to a little place called North Park Beer Company. I believe you've heard of it. I had a pint of their dry Irish stout and a little pint of a beer called Art is Hard, which is an incredible
beer. That's a good beer.
Thanks, Bearded Brewer, for always bringing that up, saying that's so good. Saturday, through the powers of Untapped and the Perfect Pour community, I got to meet up with the Garage Boys.
Oh my gosh.
Ants, Evil Circle, and the Fontana Gym. And Mrs. Ants was there as well, Robin. We sat around, and I got to hear some great stories of Fontana Gym and his experience with the Holiday Inn and with Evil Circle. It was incredible fun. I haven't laughed that hard in quite a while. We did share some delicious beers there, too, and then went around to do a little pickup at a brewery. They had some beer to pick up, and then we just kind of had a couple parking lot beers, which was great to sit around and chat with those guys. And Jim was kind enough to share a pint of that beer, that pizza ale. It's not delivery from Bottle Logic. And I have to say that is probably going to be one of my most memorable beers of the year. How they could get all those flavors in that beer was just incredible. Left off with them, and then Sunday I hooked up with my brother and sister-in-law and a good friend from Los Angeles at a place called Stone Brewing. We started there, had a couple of flights, and had a wood stout, a barrel-aged wood stout from 2017. And also had a barley wine from 2013 that were just incredible. Moved over there to to Ballast Point now that it's privately owned. Got to have a Kings and Convicts beer or two, as well as a couple of flights there. Great location, really tasty beers. And then my buddy and I finished off the night at a little place called Pizza Port in Oceanside, which was a great way to finish off with a little bacon and eggs. Anywho, I'm up against the clock. Thanks for the show, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Sacramento. Ooh. Wazoo.
Stuck it in last second.
Thanks, Wazoo. And thanks to all the community for calling in and giving us things to listen to and hang out to. Thanks, everyone. Remember, you can do it too. We love new callers. Love everyone, but we love new callers, so.
Nude collars?
Nude collars. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. You'd like to go spank Scotty B publicly. Let him know. We'll get that hooked up.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Matt, are you looking out for any beers?
Not really.
I had a bunch of different cellar makers and
Friday's payday, man. We're gonna get crazy.
Shh, my wallet doesn't know that yet.
Oh.
So Mikey, what are you?
What's going on over there at Zach's? Have you heard any buzz over there? Is there a new beer buzz over there? Are they working on a new beer? Buzz, Zach's Brewing? Off of Fulton Street in downtown Fresno?
Sunday brunch is what's buzzing over there.
Oh. I hear you got to pick up your beers to the front now because they're starting to work on the beer garden.
You're not wrong.
All right. That's nice to hear that. As a married man, I rarely hear, you're not wrong, Mike. It's very rare, so I enjoy that. Very much the opposite. Nick.
What are we doing?
Are you looking out for a beer?
Yes. I've realized I'm okay with hazies as long as they're triples. So I will look out for Pure Projects Murky Triple Dry Hyped.
Dry Hyped.
Triple IPA. Dry Hyped.
Nice.
This is a Nelson Citra and Mosaic Triple IPA from Pure Project in a can, as they do. Also from Beachwood Brewing in Long Beach. Draper's Dram Barrel Aged Spiced Ale.
You like spiced ales, do you?
I'm wanting to try it. You know, hoping it has a little old fashioned vibe to it. And then maybe, you know, sounds like a Mad Men reference. Don Draper.
All right.
It's just my guess. Yeah, it just says bourbon barrel aged with spices.
All right.
So. I don't know what it means, but I'm going to try it.
And that's it?
Those are my looking up.
Okay. How about this? One from Carl Strauss Brewing. This one goes to 11. It is an Imperial Imperial Red Ale. I think Matt would be all about this. Imperial, you don't see too many Imperial Red Ales, but.
You don't see too many Red Ales.
Yeah, but this one has Cabernet grapes and French oak with the Imperial Red Ale. And then it's got the Spinal Tap. This one goes to 11 reference. So I don't know. It seems crazy, but we all should look out for it. Brewdog.
We all.
Brewdog. Hello. How are you? They're
still making beer?
Yeah, they still are. One called Double or Nothing. It is a marshmallow pineapple hazy IPA.
Wow.
I want to try it. I like marshmallow and pineapple in beer, not on pizza. Stop and putting hazy marshmallow on pizza.
Damn it.
Stop it.
Okay. Done.
Knock it off. And here's one that Nick is not looking out for. In fact, he's running away from. Stone Brewing's Features and Benefits IPA. It is a 4%, 95 calorie IPA.
Oh, yes.
4%.
95 whole.
It's got Mosaic, Cashmere, Vic Secret, and Osaka. So you're not looking out for that. All right. Check. Don't get Features and Benefits for Nick for Christmas. Stone
done a hazy beer yet?
Well, isn't the Enjoy By is kind of always kind of inherently hazy?
Okay.
Unfiltered. Right. They're not like, they're not like featured as like, this is hazy beer, but they're like unfiltered. So
unfiltered. All right. Oh, is Lions, Movies, Tigers?
Is that one hazy? Lions, Tigers, and Bears and Movies.
Oh my.
Am I don't know. Probably.
I haven't they done a hazy beer yet? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, come on.
What happened to Green Flash?
Whatever happened to Green Flash?
What happened to Green Flash? What happened to IPA Holdings?
What happened? Green Flash?
What happened to West Coast IPA
Holdings? What happened? All the good thing about Green Flash is in Paso Robles right now in Silva Brewing.
Wow. The Silva gone hazy. The Silva haze.
Yep. Just go to Paso Robles to Silva Brewing and you'll see what you missed about Green Flash.
Yeah. Does Anchor haze yet?
Anchor.
Does Anchor haze?
Oh, yeah. Do they have a hazy yet? Where's their hazy?
Hazy Porter.
Ooh, Hazy Porter. I'd be into that.
They can't do hazy beers because it gets so cold there, it naturally clarifies.
Oh.
Burn.
The reason why I was quiet for the past few minutes of the episode is because I was doing some research.
Oh, wow. Research. And so research.
I found the moment where the first voicemail existed.
What?
So
is this true?
I'm just going to go ahead and play it.
All right.
weather in Fresno in summer.
An Irish stout would be a day drinking because those are usually 5
That's Matt. Fingers.
It builds 4.2, 4.3 So
there is a sessionable stout.
Mm. There you go.
Style.
A little thin on the flavor, though.
Yeah.
We haven't changed.
We actually had
exact same.
What?
Our first voicemail since we started using the Dorktown Network voicemail.
But the question is it from Stockton?
I don't know.
What
is that reference?
I don't think it is, but I have purposely not listened.
Awesome.
But the Google Voice will give you a transcript, you know, an email.
Yeah.
And it doesn't transcribe it exactly.
I'm just going to play old episodes.
It doesn't really mess up. Yeah.
But you have a vague reference to what it is, and
it's definitely a puzzle. I've gotten those Google transcripts.
Yeah.
It's the exact same show.
This is a truck driver, I think. So I purposely have been holding off listening to it, waiting for now.
Why do we sound better?
So that we could all listen together. 559-492-0542. That's our voicemail. And that's where this person called to call us and tell us things.
Yo, what is up, Mikey and the gang? Hey, just wanted to give a Perfect Four a shout out on their new voicemail. I just listened to a recent episode and I felt bad for you guys from the Abbey. I'm not calling from the Abbey, but I'm actually calling from Oregon right now. I'm from Visalia, but I'm a truck driver and I'm up here in Bend, Oregon right now making the run, listening to the Perfect Four. So, hey man, I just want to give you guys a shout out. You guys, I love the podcast. I'm glad you guys are doing it once a week now. And, you know, it keeps me busy. Something to listen to out here on the road. Keep up the great work. Shout out to Tioga and all you guys. Love listening. What's new at Tioga? I love hearing from all the reps you guys have.
No, that's lame.
Keep up the good work. Love you guys. All right. Take it easy. Cheers.
There you go.
Disclaimer. Right. Disclaimer. Man. We in no way paid this guy to leave that message.
Oh, look at Matt.
That's my buddy Frank.
Matt's so funny. 8 years ago, Matt. So funny. Wait, so not only did Craft Trucker establish the first voicemail, he established the keep up the good work, guys.
So he didn't leave his name, so we gave him the name, the Craft Beer Trucker. And then he left to keep up the good work, guys. So that was from the Genesis, is us naming people and keep up the good work.
No name, we give you a name.
If you don't say your name, you're getting one.
I'm Steve from Florida. Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Hi, I'm Jim from Montana. Montana Jim.
Montana Jim. Yeah, it's genius name. I came up with it right there.
We put a lot of work into that. It's best an hour or two.
It's me, Scotty B.
Scotty B. That guy's called Scotty B. From now on.
Yeah, Scott.
I did that.
Thanks to Matt reminding me about the Captain Whiffle archive. 37 was the first voicemail, as we heard. And 143 was the first Paul song.
Wow. It took that long. Yeah. That's crazy. Well, maybe we'll play that one during Christmas break. What are we doing? We're looking out for. We did that. We're good there. We're in Big Hot. Did I play the song yet? Or I did. I think we did. If we didn't, pretend we did. Bearded Brewer. It sounds like I need another beer. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. Did you drink some things this week? Because I go to the beer fridge.
Everything was a bunch of repeats, but there was one beer. Oh, so special.
One beer.
Oh, so special. That is worth noting that I had. I'm killing time till Mikey gets back.
I see what you're doing.
There's only one beer. Only one beer.
One beer. Cool. One beer.
That stands out from all the others that I had. from Cellar Maker, Dank Williams.
Ah, instead of Hank Williams, Dank Williams. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and it's I love good. Gold.
So I should. Where did you get it?
Out of the barrel. They're stocked top to bottom with Cellar Maker right now.
Top to bottom, Cellar Maker.
I picked up at least 4 new beers from them, but nothing tops Dank Williams, in my opinion.
All right. I'm going to get, if they're still there this weekend, pick me up some Dank Williams. I just opened up a beer. I believe the Fontana Gym donated to the show, and you won't believe this either. I mean, it's quite a show for me. I have opened up a Pilsner, even though it's hazy, still a Pilsner. I've opened up a stout, and then I've opened up an IPA, which is obvious. But now I've opened up a sour in my darkest sour from Black Plague Brewing Company. Black Plague is out of, where the freak are they at? Oceanside. So down there in the San Diegas. And I'm having a sour beer now.
Wow.
Ooh, that is, it's got some sour, some berry sourness on the aroma.
Yeah. It's making you pucker.
Ooh, it's making me pucker, but not that bad. Pretty drinkable. All right.
It's drinkable.
It's drinkable. Not bad.
Wow. What's your initial untapped thoughts right now?
My untapped thoughts are I don't like sours, but this is actually pretty good. I think I could give, I feel like I could give this a rating. I would say this is a 4.25.
Ooh, wow, solid.
Mm-hmm. So that was Bearded Brewer 87, the Nick 80. What did you drink this week?
I also had a sour. Speaking of, it was a crowler from Carl Strauss called Queen of Tarts.
Playing with the Queen of Tarts. No one ever
compliments of the fun.
Where did you get this crowler?
Fontana Gym. Hand delivered it.
Hand delivered.
Yeah. The hand delivery service.
Oh. Fontana Gym's hand delivery service. We'll deliver it hand to hand.
He knows a guy who's got a guy who has got a guy.
Yeah. He's got Clovis family.
Ooh. You're not supposed to know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it.
I don't know.
He's like, don't tell anyone I know people in clothes, okay? All right. Number one rule. If you tell anyone I know somebody in Clovis, you're dead to me.
Signs of brown.
Turn around. Well, check more stuff. You guys, you know, get more into Untapp checking in. Come on.
I know.
I want to see a better showing. I actually checked it in. Hey, I checked it in. What more do you want from me? Okay. Yeah. Oh, what did I do this week? Let's see if I actually checked anything in.
If you could just install a Untapp check-in portal to my trash can, it would... That would save me so much time.
A little scanner.
As you throw it in, and scan, check
the barcode.
Checked in item.
Put in a little scanner in your recycling bin.
Unexpected item zing, in the cart, zing, please remove.
Zing. Ding, 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 ding. And then the one checker that handles all the self check-ins, like, you're going to have to get that off the scanner.
I'm scanning, okay? I used to work at a grocery store. I know how to scan things.
Okay, well, you're not proving it right now.
Unexpected item in bagging area.
Bing, 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 bing.
Well, how many bags did you use today?
As many bags as I wanted to.
More of the celebration ale from Sierra Nevada Brewing.
Ooh.
It's going strong.
Oh my God.
On documenting.
I went to BevMo on Saturday and found zero celebration.
What?
Yeah.
Like they were cleared out or they just didn't have it yet?
I didn't see it in on the spot on the shelf.
Sounds like they didn't have it yet. Go to Save Mart, man. Plenty.
I know.
I know.
That's BevMo already.
I was already at BevMo, okay?
Just trying to buy whiskey.
Whiskey. Buffalo Trace.
Oh, Woodford Reserve.
Oh, sorry.
Does that whiskey perhaps come in a jar?
Oh, maybe it does.
Dun, 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 dun. Friends with social distances from Faction and Altamont, a
team really? Up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Faction and Altamont.
The hazy.
It's a pale. Oh, it's okay. Hazy. It's a pale. It's a nice beer. North Park Brewing Company, Beer Company, Comforts of Repetition. Yeah, I went to Peacock. I was in working in Clovis, and I was off work, and I was out there in Clovis, and I was nearish Peacock Market. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to come out here on my own. It's only because I was had to be out there, so I stopped at Peacock. That's like the north part. Also, I had Track 7's Panic IPA. Track 7's got new refreshed labeling, just so you know. Moonraker Brewing Company, Bubble Dust. It was a fine beer. And what I had earlier, the Liquid Gravity IPA. Nice beer. 7. Enjoying my four. Is it a four pack? Yeah, it's a four pack. And that's all the beers I've got drinking. If you want to get caught drinking live on a Zoom, get it Friday nights. Listeners get together on Friday nights on Zoom.
Y'all.
And you're all kinds of listeners, celebrities, stop by, hang out, have some beer. If you want to be a part of that, you can message any of the ants, any of the garage boys. You know any of the garage boys, they'll know the messaging. Pittsburgh Tom knows, Jazz, Portland, all the Florida reps know what's up. So message us, get the secret code to get in on the Zoom so you can hang out with the Perfect Pour listeners on the Friday virtual get it. Cause it's fun. So don't forget that.
I forgot what?
I don't know, man. Get it.
Get it.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers, 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 cheers.
Do you have some cheers?
I mean, just cheers out to people that are still listening to the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anybody that's been listening for 8 years, but
yeah,
anything counts. Anything counts. 2 days, 2 hours, 2 years, 2 months.
Counts. You're a listener.
Counts.
Once you put an hours in, of work, you're officially a listener. Nick?
Yeah. I know the blanket cheers always seem lazy, but cheers to everyone who has listened throughout the 8 years we've been doing this. You have carried us and made us keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But also, most importantly, cheers to one Michael C.
Oh. Why that guy? That guy's weird.
Yeah, but he had a cake day. And he also makes the podcast happen. So double cheers to you, sir.
Oh, cheers.
Oh my gosh. Cake Day. Do you watch Nailed It? Is that a Nailed It reference?
No, what is Nailed It?
Oh. Nailed It's on Netflix. It's my daughter's favorite Netflix show, so I watch it pretty much every day.
By default?
Yes, by default.
Okay.
It takes like basically really terrible bakers and they try to make them make something really cool. And so then hilarity ensues because it's terrible. So
it's perfect.
Yeah.
So why aren't we on there?
Yeah. Well, she's trying to get me to go on there because I don't bake. And that's sort of the premise. The premise is like you've attempted to bake, but you don't really know what you're doing. That's the kind of person they want on the show. So she's trying to get me to apply to it.
So when they start that version of the show for brewers, we're in.
Yeah, we're in. Oh yeah,
we got nailed Mr. Beer
it
Kit.
For nailed it for brewers. That is us.
I got my Mr. Beer Kit. I'm gonna make a hazy.
I'm gonna make a hazy. But the problem is you got to come back in like 4 weeks or whatever and see what happened. You can't just do it right
That's
there.
Right. That's TV magic.
TV magic. Cheers to Green Dog, to Manny G, and everyone that shares the show and that's been listening, like you guys have been saying, whether it's one show or it's been a whole 8 years. Big cheers to you. That's it, like Nick said, it's why we still keep doing it. If we didn't get so much audience interaction, I don't know why we'd still be here. So it's only because of that is reason why we're here. We'd just be podcasting to ourselves and that's not fun.
We could get drunk with a lot less pressure.
Yeah, right. We could have a really relaxed hangout and drink session. That's what we try to do anyway here. But so thank you for listening. And cheers to all our vets, all our vets that listen to the show. If you're currently in the military or you're currently, not active duty, cheers to you. We just had Veterans Day this week. So, appreciate what you've done. Cheers to my uncles. I had two uncles that served in World War II, and then I had an uncle that served in Vietnam, and but you know, I think everybody has. You know, my dad was in the Air Force, my father-in-law was in the Navy, so just everybody has somebody that's served, and so appreciating. I know we have listeners like Vern. I know we have listeners that serve in the military, so thank you for your service and cheers to you guys, man. Appreciate you keeping us safe so we can sit here and have a janky ass beer podcast for 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 7 of all iTunes.
Number 6, dude. Come on.
6.
Oh, wait. Did we drop to 7? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't looked. I'm just guessing. I'm guessing by our attitudes lately.
Yeah, leave us a iTunes. If you've never left us a review on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead, challenge. Do it. We'll read it. It will get read. Don't worry. I don't check it every week, but I do check it. So it will get noticed and read if you want to leave us a review. It would be appreciated. So thank you guys for keeping us going.
Cheers to 8 years. Cheers to you for listening. Hope you have a great week. Be safe. Have fun.
Okay.
Check your dates.
Never.
Mask it.